You are now listening to the Cinnamon and Sugar Podcast featuring D'Angelo Williams and Gary Barnage. You push play and they'll push the limits.
It's your boy Tom here, and we are back with another episode of the Cinnamon and Sugar Podcast. Quarantine. It's just another episode. We ain't gonna go into quarantine episodes no more. It's been a crazy week, boys, with the election going on. We said this last week. We might not know for sure who the president is. I think we have a good idea, but there's still a little bit of contest in there. But besides that, how was your weekend, fellas?
You gonna go
that again? Good, huh?
yeah. Go ahead. I'll let you go again.
I was fine. No complaints. You know, gaming, relaxing, chilling. Got to get D'Angelo begging me for information and for games and stuff like that.
Look.
Hold up, Tom.
I have to say this. Hold up, Gary. I got to say this. You know how when you talk to some of your friends, and I'm gonna let you finish tell us what you did this weekend, but I have to interject and tell them what I did this weekend because I thought it was hilarious but funny. You know how you just think of stuff, you just like, you know what, I'm gonna ask my homeboy this. No matter how stupid it is or how like crazy it is, right, Tom? So I called Gary and I'm like, hey, man, you know how you doing? He was like, oh, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here playing the game. I said, you wouldn't happen to have a PS4 laying around, would you? He was like, you know what? I think I might. I think I do. I was like, hey, what? He was like, yeah, man, I think I do. He was like, I just got to get up and look. And I'm like, all right, not thinking anything of it. A couple weeks go by. I called
Gary.
Back.
It was like a couple days.
A couple of days go by. I'm like, Gary, did you have a PS4 laying around? And he was like, hold up, let me get up and look in the closet. Bro, I shit you not. Gary has like 8 PS4s. And I'm like, who the hell has extra PS4s just laying around? And he was like, yeah, those are new right there. I'm gonna give you this one right here. And I'm like, Gary, I don't give a damn, bro. I was just playing. But now that I know that you just have extra shit, I was like, you're the reason why on come this weekend is coming up when the PS5 come out, he's going to have a whole bunch of them. And he's going to be the reason why some kid for Christmas won't be able to get a PS5 because he's hoarding them at his damn house.
I'm not hoarding. I'm only going to get one PS5, maybe two if I can. But there's a reason why I have so many. All the PS5s
I have so many.
All the PS4s I have are all collectors. They're not going to be opened. The one I'm going to let you use is just the plain Jane, old school first edition. That's the one you're going to get. I'm not opening one out of one of my collector's boxes to give you. That's why I have so many. I collect the collector's systems, the ones that are special, like the Final Fantasy edition, the God of War edition, the Spider-Man, the Batman, all these different editions that you can't find now unless you want to go on eBay and pay $1,000 for it. I get them when they first come out, and I'm a collector. There's a difference.
Okay, so we get past that, and he was like, yeah,
let
man,
me clarify.
You know,
the reason he wants my PlayStation is because last time he was here, the family got super excited playing Fall Guys, so they want to play Fall Guys, so he's going to be borrowing one of my PlayStation so he can play Fall Guys.
Yeah, so, and when he say borrow, he didn't even know
he's
gonna
basically
had this extra thing. I'm just gonna not return it, okay?
Yes, right.
That's what,
I'm gonna be lit like I'm a red box, and he's just not gonna bring it back.
Yeah. So this is why this conversation is crazy, right? So he was like, "Yeah, I got the PS4, man. I'll send it to you," and like he made it sound like it was an issue. He was like, "Hey, man, you're gonna have to get your own controllers." And I'm thinking to myself, like, Gary, I thought I was gonna have to buy the whole fucking unit. But I don't have to buy anything but the controller. Uh-huh. Like, I'm cool with that. Like it was a burden for me to get controller. Right. But here's the thing, though. This is what really shocked me, though, Tom. This is what shocked me. Why doesn't it not have controllers? So even if you have those controllers, you have to know that you have some PS4s laying around if you have those controllers.
Right.
Well, I have controllers. I have four, but all four of mine go with my system.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what happened to the controllers to the PS4 that you just had stashed away?
Oh, well, no, that one. So That was a regular controller. That one ended up breaking by no means of me throwing it or nothing. No big deal. And then the other ones were the special controllers.
The truth comes out.
I am an angry gamer. I do not like to lose. So I have broken a controller a day or two in my day. So
okay.
I'm not going to lie about that.
Okay, so
I've never broken a controller in Mario Kart because I don't lose in Mario Kart on 64 or even Switch after I got learned how to play. And I dominated.
You did not dominate. So
the first few games you beat me. And then once I learned how to play for the first time, after the first time, you have not came close. Sorry.
Okay, I'm not gonna fight with you right now because there's some questions that I really want to get to that I feel like they're very interesting. So you're collecting Xboxes, I mean PS4s, whatever's collector's items, you're collecting them. You're collecting them to do what, Gary?
To have, because in 15 years, if I want to sell them, they'll be worth money because you won't be able to find them again.
But you're rich.
And that's how you stay rich?
Right.
That's how you stay rich. You got to keep having something so you have money coming in if I need it.
Boy, we know Gary's stingy. You hear all that junk he talks about LeBron. And he's got all these nice LeBron cards. He won't even give them to me, a true fan. Because he's talking about how much money they're worth over here. I'm like, dang.
I'll sell it to you.
This man's life is ruled by the dollar, D'Angelo. Golly.
That's not the Gary I know. That is not the Gary I know.
Man,
so there got to be somebody else pulling his strings now. You probably might get it on his father. It's probably his dad that's doing it.
We'll see if you get any of your cards now. I'll just keep them on.
Just punk you for the
card. They got lost in the mail. I'm sorry.
I do want to ask this question, though, before we got guests coming on to the show. But I want to touch on this election again. Did you guys have a problem with how things were handled? How do you think about your president-elect just closing out the political side of this? Because political season is obviously coming to an end. But if there's anything that you want to say, whether your candidate made it or didn't make it, because there were some things that I saw that I'm not questioning, but I just kind of want to get a better understanding of. But I'll let you go first, Gary. You can close out your election. This conclude political season as it relates to that episode that we did last week.
Yeah, so my candidate didn't win or lose because I didn't vote for a president because I didn't care for either candidate. But I do think I think it's funny the way things are being handled right now. Everybody's creating all these conspiracy theories, talking about mail-in fraud, all that kind of stuff. And they're just creating all these things, which I don't think any of them actually happening. I think he just probably lost fair and square. But it's just funny to me that everybody's going crazy over it. It's identical to 4 years ago when Trump won and everybody created all these conspiracy theories saying Trump was helped by Russia and all these other conspiracy theories got thrown in there. It's funny how when one side loses, all these conspiracy theories pop up. It's interesting. Now, hey, something could happen. Who knows? We'll never really know the truth. But I think it's funny that 4 years ago when Trump won, the left threw out all these conspiracy theories of why Trump won. This time, Trump loses, Biden wins, and all these conspiracies from Trump's side saying that this is why he lost. I think it's interesting. It blows my mind. And it seems like it happens every time one side doesn't win. They create some kind of controversy for a reason why they didn't win. They can't just accept the loss.
Okay. You basically said everything that I was going to say. My question, well, it's not even necessarily a question. I can't even make a statement. I don't even know what realm to put this in. But when we talk about Donald Trump, everybody wants to talk about the divisive rhetoric. When we talk about Joe Biden, we talk about somebody that wants to heal and bring this country together. Okay, if we sit those aside, if we sit both of those aside, and we just look at policies, and you was voting for policies, or you was picking a person for policies, like there's a lot of people that I've talked to that don't necessarily know what Donald Trump policies were, don't know what Joe Biden's policy was, but they know what they stand for. So I guess the question is regardless of what the person stands for, if their policies suit what it is that you believe in, can you still go with that candidate?
I would say yes. I think policies are a huge thing. Obviously, if they were, I know everybody wants to throw the rhetoric that Trump's racist, but the same thing's been thrown towards Biden. Biden's racist. Yes. Biden has his checkered past too, but people look past that because Trump has is happening right now. So they give a forgiveness aspect to it, which it's crazy to me because both sides, they have their flaws. They both have their positives. And it's just sad because people just, they want to make a decision off of, oh, I hate this guy. Everybody's telling me to hate him. It's funny because like you were talking, like I mentioned about how 4 years ago, since Trump's been in office, everybody that supported Trump has been hated on. They've been, oh, like if you were D'Angelo and you were voting for Trump and you're a Trump fan and all this stuff, you're hated on because you're a black person voting for Trump and everybody thinks he's racist. So that's sad because you could not have your own opinion. And we've had this conversation multiple times. And for the last 4 years, the whole country's been divided because, hey, if you support Trump, you're a bad person, you're a bigot, you're a racist. Now it's going to be if you supported Biden, now the right side's going to be, oh, you're wrong, all this nonsense. It's just going to keep going more and more. We're never going to come together because we all have our side and we're not willing to put it aside and actually talk and figure it all out. And that's the sad part. I just don't see anything changing.
Okay, so here's my question. And Tom, maybe you with this here, you get me with this. I'm not a big time political person, okay? And I know when things happen and you're the first to do something. So this is what I find interesting about this election. So vice president elect Ms. Harris, Madam Vice President Harris. The argument is whether she's black or not. Why is that even an argument? And then I woke up this morning and I saw a whole bunch of pictures of little girls of all races looking at like, oh, now I can now be the vice president. I understand representation. But up until she got this vice president role, you had the likes of Hillary Clinton. She also ran for president, was very close, was the Democratic candidate, ultimately got beat out. However, she was a candidate. There's been women in front of Ms. Harris, but I'm trying to figure out like why this day wouldn't be any more special than any other day when you say, oh, you know, now I have somebody for my kid to look up to. They should have been looking up to him already, regardless of what position they were in life.
Correct, because they're already in the government. That should already be a strive.
Obviously, right, right. That's what I'm saying. Right, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is just the next step. Like, I think that's the whole reason why that rhetoric is there, because it's now, this is the next step, because now somebody's actually made it. It's not, could they make it? They actually have made it. I think that's when it. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but I think that's the reason, because now it's actually proof that you can actually make it.
Right.
Because it's happened.
I was just going to say, because she's been in politics for a very long time. Just like she just now get to just do that she deserve because she's now vice president. And
right.
And
well,
again,
that's got to do with the spotlight of it, because obviously, you know, she's been in the politics out in like California or whatever. You know, if you're not in California, you're not necessarily paying attention to who's the
correct
senator or the congress people out there. But vice president is nationwide, you know, in the light. So that's what I think makes it bigger.
Okay, Tom, I got to say this. My wife said something today that absolutely blew my mind, and I was like, I got to bring this up on the podcast, and I got to say this. She said that everybody laughed at Kanye West. Ha, 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 ha. He ran for president. Like, that was stupid. Why would you take votes? I, myself, made jokes. Did you make jokes, too, Tom? Just curious.
No, I didn't really think anything of it. I didn't make jokes.
You didn't take it serious, right?
Right, right.
Gary, did you laugh?
Well, obviously, we knew. Nobody thought and he had any chance in the world of getting it. I think people just wanted to put, oh, he's trying to help Trump.
You do realize Donald Trump did the same thing and he won the presidency.
Correct.
Blew my mind. She said, you know that he just did what Donald Trump did. And I was like, no, he didn't. He was like, when was Trump in politics?
And I was say the difference was Trump had a whole
he was prepared Republican to get into it. Yes.
Right. He had the whole Republican Party. He didn't
create his own party.
Yeah, he didn't just kind of go in there out there by himself. I'll but say that wasn't into
politics though.
Right,
If you look at it, it's the same. It's the same. Pretty much the same.
It's similar, but not the same.
You're creating your own party is a lot different than getting behind an established party, and that's the thing. Okay. That's what a lot of people don't like, because we only have two main parties. Nobody else has a chance if you're not in one of those parties.
Gotcha.
So I think a lot of people don't like that. And there's a lot of other stuff people don't like with Electoral College, popular vote. But yeah. Hey, politics are over. I'm so happy. I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't get any more text messages, hopefully. And we'll go from there. No more calls about it. It's just, I'm glad it's over. We can move on and see what happens for the next 4 years.
Is it over? Because I'm seeing a lot of people that have hope that something's going to happen in the court. And what's crazy is, you know, Brett, our conspiracy theory expert. So he posted on his Facebook yesterday. Imagine the rioting that would happen now that they've declared Biden the president-elect. If for some reason something happened and they turned it around and said Trump actually won, he goes, what if they're doing this to have peak chaos to rip up the country? So it would
blow everybody's mind. There would be riots in the street. Everything would be burning down. It'd be crazy. I truly, yes.
Really?
100% that would, yes.
If it got flipped
and turned over, 100%, yes.
Well, I don't understand. I and this is why I don't understand. Like, I didn't realize how strong politics was. Because I understand that divisive rhetoric, things like that can divide a country just based on somebody that you follow, that you lead. But at the end of the day, you're not living the same life as the guy that you're looking up to as president.
Right. Like, that's what blows me. They stand for what you want. And they're going to do what you want, what you need them to do.
No, but it's crazy out there. It goes back to
your power over words thing, Gary. Like,
I know. I know.
Yeah.
Did y'all, right before I came in here to the podcast, Live was showing me a video that someone posted. It's a guy sitting in his car praying to Donald Trump that the police won't hurt him. So, like, he's legit. It's like he's on Live or Instagram Live, and the police are trying to get into his car. And he's like, literally, like, please, Donald Trump. He's got his eyes closed, his hands in the air. He's like, please, Donald Trump, keep me safe from this harm that's about to come upon me. But I'm just like, some people really think that Donald Trump has been sitting here to save our country. And it's pretty wild. I never want to feel like making anybody feel like they're stupid for feeling a certain way. But I just, that's one of those ones I can't really get behind for multiple reasons. But thing about it is, here's my big thing about the whole politics side, and if Biden does take presidency, what I hope happens is that we just get back to just being the United States of America and stop having such skewed visions of what's going on. Like I posted yesterday, I'm going to be interested to see if the media outlets show all these celebrations. And, talk about how irresponsible it is that all the there's people out there with masks, but I saw tons of videos where there were no masks. There's no social distancing. There's thousands of people crowded around each other. But I didn't see any reporting on that from the COVID side. All I saw was like, oh, people are celebrating. They're so happy, blah, blah, blah. Well, then Notre Dame goes out and beat Clemson for hours last night on ESPN Radio. All they talked about was how irresponsible this was from the students. Even though, from what I understand, they have to all test negative to be able to go to the game. It's something I read online. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't been able to fact check that. But the fact that they wanted to take that game and turn it into an hour and a half worth of, oh, this is irresponsible. How could the school do this? How could students do this? And then all these celebrations you're seeing yesterday. Yes, I'm glad your candidate won. You want to celebrate. That's all well and good. But can we just get back to at least portraying everything the same way and not having such bias for our political parties and whatever our agenda is?
I just don't know if that'll happen because the media is always going to put what their narrative is and make it across and until people start caring for it. But
right. Well, I think we have some special guests to get to, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, D'Angelo, it's your week to introduce our special guests. So why don't you go ahead and bring them on for us?
Look, first of all, I'm not going to bring them in. I told you. I don't know if y'all saw the last episodes, but I set my ass up against the desk. I ain't want no problems. I just said the plot thickens. So I'm going to let Gary bring them in. Uh-huh. I don't want this heat.
All right, well, I'll bring him in. We actually gave him a nickname during before everything started, like we did every team. We gave them the Blonde Bandits. We called them that since before we started everything. They were the Blonde Bandits. It is Haley and Kaylin. They were joining us. They were lucky last week with the non-elimination, so we're going to have a bunch of questions for you, and we'll just have fun with it.
Yeah, how is – hold on.
To be on this podcast.
I know.
No, we have to – I got to ask this question. Do y'all think that that was a non-elimination leg because two of the more beautiful people in the entire cast was about to get kicked off and they decided they wanted to bring it back?
Well, thank you for saying that. But I don't know. I mean,
no, because remember, all right, with eliminations, you would always see Laurel from Sequester.
Yeah, that's true.
So Laurel would have to normally fly in from Sequester and she wasn't there. I like to think that production liked us this much, but – I think we just got like
anything to save the blondes. And we're like, well, thank you.
So when things were getting, it was taking a long time and you were there all day like we were, did y'all have any hope that it was a non-elimination? Did you think it might have been? Because I know me and Dee, I was thinking back in my head, I was like, we haven't had one. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not going to be a non-elimination and we'll be saved, because we definitely thought we were done because D'Angelo couldn't stack watermelons. So it was
tough. We couldn't stack watermelons.
Yeah, we were hoping it was a non-elimination because we thought there was going to be a non-elimination for Kelly and LaVon in Bogota. Mm-hmm. But and then Frank and Jerry were like, they have to have a non-elimination and then they're going to come back and hate us for the U-turn, and then they just got sent back home and we were like, what the hell, where's the non-elimination? So we kind of were hoping and praying, and we were really lucky.
Yeah, by the fourth episode we were like, for sure it's gonna be a non-elimination. We got so lucky. But yeah, D'Angelo gets when he's like, we know we're done.
It's a whole bunch of drama. So do you guys want to work backwards or do you want to work forwards?
Whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? We'll work backwards. Because I really want to talk about the recent episode. Yeah. So when was have you ever in your entire life put anything together? Because that cello, it was not that hard. It took y'all. You 3 hours. How?
It took four hours.
What?
Let's be real. 4 hours. Yeah, it was terrible. Well, let's see. Haley and I had to put together our kitchen table. We had four chairs when we started.
Yeah.
We had to throw it in the trash. It was done.
Well, all the chairs wobbled, our table wobbled. Yeah,
we can't put together chairs.
Yeah, at one point we were slamming the hammer into it. We don't build.
We're not builders, y'all.
Yeah, we're not builders.
We could tell. We could tell. Like, it was worse than Gary playing tunes on the steel drum.
It was really
I didn't take 4 hours to learn that.
It was awful.
I got all the music challenges. I don't know why Haley speeds through her challenges. She looks so smart and she like crushes through her challenges and she gets the easy ones, man. I always get the hard ones.
Well, we all know what I have coming up. So that's not gonna be fun.
So you guys get in the cab from hell. Like, y'all go into this neighborhood. I thought the shit was kind of cool. I'm like, oh, they got to go to the neighborhood and experience the culture.
Y'all.
And y'all genuinely, like.
Y'all. You know that reminds me of D'Angelo? Brazil. He was like, I didn't get to see the titties. Sorry.
Now I'm gonna have to get
a... We got some announced titties, and we got some titties. Y'all, we got to see all of Paraguay. When we get into that taxi, we're like, Mika, you know where you're going? She's like, and we're like, yeah,
we're like, we're good, we're solid.
And then ride from
Bobby, girl power.
2 hours.
What? Well, I will say that that cab ride was in the middle of nowhere. We didn't know where we were going either. Yeah. And the whole building, the whole challenge, that was literally in the middle of nowhere. So I think everybody had a very similar feeling going in. Like, okay, where are we going? Are we lost? Because I know we definitely thought we were lost too, but somehow we just saw it.
Yeah, it was...
Well, what it didn't show on there is when we got to the house, when she got out of the car and went into the house to try to find directions, there were, like, what would you say, like 10 men?
There was, like, 10
guys. Probably a group of 10 guys in a car behind us, catcalling us.
No, they were outside. They weren't even in a car. They were,
standing behind our car.
They were standing beside the taxi. Yeah. And, y'all, we had Vince and Tejada as our camera crew. And they had to get out and start filming these guys. And we lost our security. We were completely off the grid.
Yeah.
So we were like,
we're so like, this is funny. And then we were like, this isn't funny anymore.
Yeah, when you're getting catcalled and stuff. And they like get out and they're having to film them to get them to go away. We don't have security. We were freaking scared.
Yeah, we were like, should we be scared? And they're like, and we're like, because I'm afraid.
So we're getting eaten alive on Twitter for it. People are like, "Yo, we're so rude to her." I'm like, "We were so nice to her.
We were so nice to her." But it made us look like bitches.
It's editing. It's editing. I wish they would have showed. I wish they would have showed D'Angelo cramping at the watermelons. He sat down about 7 times. I'm over here stacking the watermelons by myself.
These are all lies. These are all lies. If it did not make, if it didn't make the cut, it didn't make the cut.
Oh, so I was so frustrated because at one point he's like, "I can't do anything. I'm cramping." I'm like, "Well, just sit down."
Didn't she go to the hospital after that? After the watermelon challenge?
Oh yeah.
Oh, he did. He did go to the hospital. Yeah, hey, why you talking your shit over there, Gary? Hey, why you talking your shit over there? I ain't have to go to the hospital. She had to go to the hospital his weekend. When we had T on, I'm going to talk about him. Hey, I don't care. I don't care. He went to the hospital for it, too. I die for this. Nah, player. I mean, I get kind of sick, but I ain't going to die for it.
I just wish they would have shown, because his whole demeanor, as you saw, they did show the little, he's like, "I'm done." He was done, because we've been there for 3 hours. It was so hot. And we started off with him up top tossing me the watermelons. Yeah. And then I'm 6'6". I'm not bending over every time to set the watermelon down. So we switched, and then that was just, and he couldn't catch. As you saw, he dropped the top.
I'll take that.
You that challenge was raw. Oh, yeah. Haley wanted to switch. When we were doing the bottle dance, we couldn't get it at first. And Haley was like, "I think we should switch to the water."
Yeah, how long did y'all spend on the bottle?
Didn't D'Angelo say the same thing? He was like, "Should we switch?" And Gary was like,
"Yeah, I said it. Yeah.
I said no." Well, there's a reason why. D loves to explain the reason why we couldn't.
I
want to
hear it.
Gary can't move his neck. Right. So I got
limited mobility.
No, he has limited mobility. Hey, y'all gonna stop laughing at him like that? I knew he was gonna. Hey, you think the watermelon's messed up his back? If we did the bottle challenge, we'd have broke all those bottles. Okay? All those bottles. How long did y'all spend at the bottle challenge?
It was a while.
Probably a little over an hour. We got it on the third try.
But we practiced for a while because it was really hard.
And that band was so tired by the time we got there. They were so over us.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was always there all night waiting for us.
Well, the crazy thing for us with the watermelon was, so preparing for the show, I binge watched 10 seasons to prepare.
Oh, yeah.
I started with 21. The watermelon challenge was 20.
Wow.
I even saw the watermelon challenge when I was reading the descriptions. I was like, I'll just start with 21. This doesn't look interesting. So I did not see that episode. I'm so mad. If I don't watch 20, I would at least know what to do. But I had no idea.
So if you would have watched it, would you have chosen the dancing over
I still wouldn't have, because I wouldn't be able to do my neck.
He can't move his damn neck. Like, oh, the best is seeing him back up out of like a driveway or something. Knowing he can't bend his neck, I'm talking about he got major flexibility in his back, though. Like, as a result of his neck being jacked up.
Yeah, I got to turn my whole shoulders just to...
Yeah, he got to turn, like, yeah. Like, he got... What's crazy is I'm pretty sure in all of his next new cars, he gonna have them swivel off his chairs in his damn car. So he can just swivel around.
Damn.
D'Angelo? He ain't lying.
This shit is bad. I was more so mad at him because we couldn't even treat it like it was like a option. It was more so like a detour because we couldn't choose the bottles because of his neck. Like when we looked at it, we was like, well, shit, we kind of handcuffed to the watermelons because you can't move your neck.
Hold on. That's really terrifying. Kelly actually said this on Twitter. I saw her say it. She said she wouldn't have been able to do the bottle challenge because of her braids. You probably wouldn't have been able to do it because your dreads either.
Hey, that's not. Hey,
we're gonna bring that up too.
You could have tied your braids into the bottle. That's true.
There we go. We would have had a chance. We would have had a chance, but we couldn't even make that thought up because of his damn neck. And I said, see, your neck even still hindering us in life right now. You hadn't played it down in years.
The blonde bandits allowed us to stay alive. The blonde bandits.
I wonder how much further y'all were than us at the challenge. Because we didn't even see you guys.
It looked like we were neck to neck, but I do not think we were.
We actually were doing our interview when y'all came in. We heard y'all scream.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe an hour?
No, probably 30, 40 minutes.
Damn, we were close.
Yeah, we were close as hell. Like, if y'all knew how to do, put, like, just basic furniture together, y'all would have.
We can't put basic furniture
together. You know
what? That shit is crazy to me.
We also can't. You know what I realized, too, after an hour, I would say three and a half at the cello, that there were numbers on the side. Do you remember those numbers on the side of, like, the pegs? Because my bridge kept collapsing. And I was like, why is it collapsing? But then I realized there was numbers. So I wasn't even, like, paying attention to the number. There's a lot of things I could have done there.
Oh, wow.
Should have won a coulda.
Yeah, so we're going to Manaus, Brazil. We get off the airport. I mean, we get off the plane. We run. We got to go to this market. What is going on at this market? Like, how was your cab getting to the market? And then once you got there, what happened?
Okay, so once we got to the market, we immediately, like, thank God, we never ran the race with anybody else. Mm-hmm. I think that y'all know that.
We never saw y'all.
We never saw y'all. Well, we saw y'all in the market, though.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as we got off of the cab in Brazil, we ran into the market, and we honestly, like, did not have a hard time in the market. We found a guy that spoke English immediately, and he was our savior. I remember running into you guys. And I remember being like, hey, do y'all know where this is? And y'all like, we can't find it either.
We couldn't, though.
People are like, did y'all have any idea about the mind body?
Oh, like, we've been getting so many text messages like, the mind body, did y'all have any idea? I'm like, no, we're completely oblivious.
We're like, there's no alliances.
We love everything.
Well, I will say, in the thing, we would, if we would have knew where we were looking for, we would have helped too. We helped everybody. We saw something, but we didn't know where we were going. We were trying to find everything ourselves in the market. Yeah. That's for sure.
It was actually chaos.
I remember because, you know, like any time that your camera crew, that somebody talked to you, your camera crew had to stop and they had to get their signature.
It sucked.
Were people recognizing you guys in there?
No.
No.
Well, like, we wear helmets, so nobody really
recognized. Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
Chaos
ensued, but that guy helped us through the whole market. We carried him around to every place. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we got through it so quick.
Yeah,
thank God.
Okay, so you get from the market, and then you guys decide to be total blonde assholes, and you turn Frank and Jerry. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable that you guys would do that. This is why. Because me and Gary was like, you know, we don't really have to worry about y'all because, one, y'all blondes. You know what comes with blonde.
And okay, we were like,
they're cute. They're innocent. We don't have to worry about them. But then y'all, you turned the shit out of them. And I was like, ooh. Like, did they do that because they don't like dudes? They're like, what was the reason? Because you guys don't understand. We never really talked about why you guys U-turned them. And nobody on the show would tell us why y'all U-turned. They'd just be like, oh, did you see the girls U-turn Frank and Jerry? And we was like, oh, shit. Like, Gary, like, did they do that because they was dudes? Like, what, like, no. Should we be worried? Like, it was.
Yeah. We should have U-turned to you guys.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything to y'all.
Wow.
We did Frank and Jerry. We love Frank and Jerry.
We did.
All right, so this is what happened. So when we were in the cooking challenge, we knew that there was a double U-turn coming up, and we were leaving. We were about to leave, and Leo and Alana said, y'all burned the board, because we knew that Hung and Chi had just gone before us, and we knew that Will and James gone before us. So we were like, okay, we're gonna get to the U-turn board, and we're gonna U-turn Will and James or Hung and Chi, because we knew that they had already gone, so we could just burn the board so nobody gets screwed. But when we got to the board, we saw that our alliance, Leo and Alana, got U-turned by Will and James, and we're like, oh my god, they got U-turned, so now they're screwed. And we knew that Frank and Jerry were the last place. We knew it. So we were like, okay, because they were the last ones we saw.
But also, too, in Brazil, we didn't know where anybody was at. When we got third, we had no idea we were third, because y'all were all at the
shelter,
at the shelter challenge, and we couldn't see anybody. So all we saw, we knew that Will and James were gone and Hung and Chi were gone, because they were in the tent with us. Mm-hmm. So we knew that they were out. But as for everybody who did the shelter challenge, we didn't know where anybody else was. But we knew Frank and Jerry were dead last, because what did we see? We saw them leaving in the boat or something?
We saw them, like, turn around and go back or something like that. So, I don't remember. This was 2 years ago, y'all.
Yeah.
But we saw that they were last. So we're like, there's no way that they have caught him back up. Mm-hmm. And that they're at the shelter challenge. So that was our only fighting chance to help Leo and Alana, was to U-turn.
And that was
so okay.
And you guys absolutely helped them too, because without that, they wouldn't have won.
Real quick, what that means is that's what a real alliance does. They help out people that they're supposed to help out, unlike you guys, apparently, since you've turned on the blondes.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have an alliance with the blondes, they weren't in the mind five. But also, hey, you just said you had an alliance with Leo and Alana. We had one of the Mind Five, so everybody had their own alliances. I don't want to hear it. You had an alliance already.
But the thing about our alliance was, everybody, y'all had a spoken alliance. We didn't have a spoken alliance with Leo and Alana. We should have. If we could go back, we would absolutely have been like, let's do this together. But
we thought that y'all had an alliance with the Olympians, too.
And remember, that's what
the Olympians hoped as well when they had them on their podcast. Who was it, Kelly?
Gotta bring up our shit, Tom. Stop it. You make it worse, bro.
Kelly mentioned, she goes, when I saw that D'Angelo was in there, I was like, oh, he's gonna have my back, because my brother-in-law played with him at the Panthers, and my husband's in the NFL too. He's got me. We saw what happened there. Right.
I gotta be honest. When they showed that in the airport, I completely fucking forgot about that. Gary completely forgot about it. When they showed it, I was like, oh shit. I hit Gary up. I was like, Gary, bro, they showing everything on the back of the right. I was like, oh, and that's why I hit group chat like, yo, I don't remember this, but I ain't really do much.
I saw that, I was like, all of our friends were like, oh. Well, because what we had saw too is that we got our own map, all right?
We had
our own map. We see Gary go up behind us while we're on the computer. I'm like, oh, this is nice. Oh, well, Gary's
helping us. Look at our friends.
Well, me and Riley over there plotting it.
That was good. Yeah. We are so oblivious that it's scary.
100% forgot about that. I was like, because we're so cool as a cast. And like, I was like, we done hung out, and I'm like, oh shit, some stuff may come to surface that we probably don't want to come to surface. And it did. And I was like, oh snap. Gary was like, oh yeah, I forgot about it too, but oh well. And I'm like, bro, he was like, he gonna send me like this long message, like, well, you know, that's not how we feel now. We're friends.
Oh, I didn't say any of that.
How nice of CBS to give you guys.
We don't care. All is fair. All is fair in love. It's amazing.
I have a question though.
If that's how it was, then Jerry and Frank would hate us.
Oh, Jerry and Frank would hate us. We would hate Will and James, because they were out to get us from the beginning.
So I do have a question though. So obviously y'all saw Frank and Jerry when y'all were going to the U-turn. Looking back, obviously, without knowing everything she's seen so far, in that frame of mind, if you wouldn't have seen Frank and Jerry, who would you have U-turned? Like, what was your next thought to U-turn if you wouldn't have saw them? Because you wouldn't have known where anybody was at. So I'm interested to know who you would have U-turned.
That's a good
question. We've never even really talked about that or thought about that. So that's a good question.
Well, obviously, I mean, Michelle and Vic were right next to Jerry and Frank in the whole market challenge. And when we were leaving the market, we saw them coming in. So we knew that the four of them were having trouble that day.
So probably Michelle and Vic.
But Michelle and Vic were such tough competitors. Yeah. Like, they were always in and out. They were such good competitors. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like if we were to U-turn them, being that they were also in the, like, the screw up of the market, then they would have still finished at a good time. So I don't know.
I'm going to tell you what's awkward and what I found out is awkward, and I didn't know it would be awkward.
Yes.
You turn in the motherfucker and they in the same room that you, like, that's got to be awkward. When they got on the boat, I was like, ooh. Like, should I stand by one group or the other? Like, who I, like, I'm friends with both.
I'm interested. Eventually, we will talk to Will and James. So I'm interested in how they felt when Leon and Alana came on. Because that will be interesting to see how that goes, how that was feeling for them and stuff. Obviously, they showed a little bit of it. You could see the tension. We saw they showed it. You could see that. There was a little bit of tension. Oh, I know they played it off, but there was a little bit there.
Yeah.
You should have seen us. We were nervous. We were back thinking that Jerry and Frank were about to come on the boat. We were like sitting there like, oh my God, they're going to hate us. They're going to hate us. They're going to hate us. I was a nervous wreck.
Well, do y'all remember when we all got on the boat? We all took our mics off. We, you know, took everything off. And then all of a sudden, the camera crews come back on the boat and they started miking us all back up.
Oh God.
So I was like, oh my God, they're about to bring Frank and Jerry up here to confront us, because I thought that was a non-a-limb. Yeah. So I thought Frank and Jerry got non-a-limb. They're about to come up and confront us, and I was just going to jump off the boat.
I know.
That was my plan. I was like, I'm
and
so
then we have to see Jerry cry. I'm like, God.
And then he cried.
It.
Oh, God. Terrible. It was so bad. People hate us online for it.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, it's part of the race. I don't care if anybody gets you turned, you get upset, deal with it. It's part
people
of the
said
race.
They said electric chair for the vlogs. We're like,
throw him off the boat, man.
They said throw us off the boat. I'm like, woo, death wishes.
So I'm just gonna go far back as just Bogota. So you're in Bogota. We're at the truck. And I know you guys took a lot of heat for this. Mm-hmm. But when you needed help at the truck.
Not as much as Leo and Alana.
Not as much as Leo and Alana. How did that work out? Obviously, you guys was having a problem with the horns. And, you know, everybody needed a little help somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened there that, I mean, obviously had y'all frustrated. And you know, we kind of went through the same thing. It was a little different for us, and this is why it was different for us. The horn was the first thing I hooked up when I got to the truck.
God,
only because I have one of those in my truck. Literally, that's what I told Gary. I said, Gary, he has one in his truck as well.
Correct.
And I was like, bro, we got to hook these horns up. Hook the horns up first, and we would have finished first had we read the clue where the colors didn't matter. We did ours exactly like the
ours looked identical to the
identical colors. Yes.
Every color was identical.
The clue said the colors didn't matter.
So what they don't see is our clue floated off into the wind.
It did. It flew off. We couldn't find it.
We were like, where's our clue? Okay, so with Leo and Alana. We were in casting with you guys and Leo and Alana, so obviously you can't speak to anybody. But during that time, we were always like in the same van as Leo and Alana, so it's just always like we would always smile at them and laugh at their jokes, and so we just kind of became friends.
But they're not
with
talking.
We're like, they're funny.
Yeah, we're like, they're cool. They're cool nerds. So then I was sitting right in between Leo and Alana on the plane from Houston to Trinidad and Tobago. So we just started talking then and became friends then. And no one else wanted to be in alliance with us. Which we knew. The Olympians were like, everybody wants them. Nobody wanted us. Mm-hmm. So they came up to us in the beginning of the truck challenge. And they're like, if you have a problem, because they couldn't get it.
We went up to them and asked to see their clue.
That's it.
We asked to see their clue.
Because I was too long.
We couldn't find ours. So we were like, can we please see your clue? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, they asked us, we said they were struggling. We said that we were struggling. They said they were struggling. We're like, if we get it, we'll help you. If you get it, we'll help. You know, we'll help each other. And that was
and
we
that's
right
how
then
that
there.
Happened.
And that's how it happened.
That's funny.
Well, I will say Leo and Alana did give us their shopping list. In Brazil, we lost ours. Lost ours in quotations. And then D'Angelo found it in his fanny pack later.
Yeah.
So thought it was gone. And we had to go back. And they gave us their shopping list when they finished getting their stuff a second time. But we had ours the whole time. D'Angelo just couldn't find it.
Yeah. Those are facts. That's true.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is hilarious.
I was the fanny pack holder too. I did not trust her with it. And
I love how D'Angelo wore his across his body.
No, at one point he got mad because I was complaining to him about stuff in the fanny pack. He's like, "Hey, you hold it then. I'm over it." I'm like, "All right, I'll hold it. Whatever." So I got forced.
Yeah. Yeah. So going way back before you guys decided, what made you guys want to do the Amazing Race? Like, you know that's a strain on your relationship. Like, how did you know you could do it? Like, what made you go on and say, you know what, I want to test our relationship?
Well, Haley and I worked for Audi Sport Experience for 6 years. So our whole life was like working at a racetrack. And we're like, hey, I mean, once we got, we actually got offered the Amazing Race. We got offered to try out for a casting producer messaged us in April of 2018. And he was like, hey, I really like your look. Like, do y'all want to try out for the Amazing Race?
It was Big Brother.
It was Big Brother.
Big Brother first.
And we're like, yeah, okay. And then Big Brother, we were like, it's not for us. And then
they asked us to be on Temptation Island. And we were like, hey.
Not for us.
Yeah.
And then they're like, how about you? Like, yes, that's a relationship that Haley and I have. Like, it's all based on your relationship. Mm-hmm. And Haley and I have always lived together. We work all of our jobs together. Mm-hmm. We're best friends. And we were like, let's try it.
We also never thought we'd get picked for the Amazing Race. We're not athletes. We're not Harvard, you know?
Yeah.
So we were like,
remember that little subtle jab?
Yeah, I heard that. I felt that too.
Yeah. So we didn't think we'd get picked. So we were like, you know, why not? Let's try it.
Well, and we grew up watching the show. Mm-hmm. When we were kids, I remember being like 10 years old with our little TV dinner trays, and we'd all sit there and we'd watch Amazing Race on Wednesdays. And so it was like our family show. Mm-hmm. We never, ever thought that we were going to get it, and nor did we ever think that we could do it.
Yeah. But we knew it wouldn't test our relationship because, you know, we do everything together. So we knew that would just be one more thing we could do together. And honestly, I think that's why we've gotten so as far in the season as we have so far, because we do work so well together. Mm-hmm. And on a limb.
That too.
That does work. So if you could draft a partner from this year's cast and not run with your sister, who would it be and why?
Ooh, good question.
I definitely would not run with D, so
tell us who, why.
I would draft I'm gonna say James. Draft James because James is a super fan. He's obsessed with the show. He tried out 9 times, and James knew exactly how to work the game. He knew how to make it an interesting season with drama. Mm-hmm. He knew how to create alliances. He knew how to pick, you know, the right challenge for the right person. Me and Kaylin, like, it's your turn. We weren't like, oh, well, you'd be better at this because of this. We're like, I did the last one, so now you go.
Kaylin's like, I think that you'll be good at this one. That's a good one. James is a good pick.
He's strategic in a way that I'm not.
I would draft Riley. Riley always spoke the languages.
Yeah.
Riley, remember, like, when we would do the currency exchange, it was always Riley. Like, he was, like, the head honcho doing it. I would draft Riley.
Yeah.
And he knows how to drive a stick. You should have. We'll get to that later, but yeah.
I know who D would draft.
Well, who would y'all draft?
Yeah.
I know who D would draft.
Who?
He 100% would draft.
Hung. Hung
was
my next guess. Not my next pick.
Who do y'all think the strongest
is? Those two fought.
Oh, yeah. Hung did fight. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, you can't give away things. Hey, calm down. No spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary, who would you draft?
Honestly, I'd probably draft Chi because he's musically inclined, and I know that's where I would struggle if we'd ever had anything musically wise. I don't trust D with music, so I still would not want D.
That's a good one.
I would actually choose Ishwar, and I would choose Ishwar because, I mean, I'm the muscle. He can be the brains.
That's
and
true.
It could be something like we could, like, really work it out. And I feel like that would be the team to beat.
The brains and the speed, apparently, from what you guys told me about how he outran everybody.
He is so freaking fast.
Yeah.
He is
I tried to tell him they don't understand. I was like, yo, that dude right there, and he was in like some mountain shoes or something. I don't even know what they went. I had to look that like he was going so fast. I had to look at what shoes he was wearing. I was like, damn.
Leo trying to race y'all.
Yeah. Like, man, it's not. He ran past me and wasn't even breathing hard enough for him to tell his sister, come on up, partner. And I'm like,
and he wore their backpack.
Oh, yeah.
He wore the partner.
Yes. Yes.
He wore their whole backpack.
Yes. That's why I'm going with him.
That's hilarious. I forgot about his mountain shoes. The internet's loving him right now. They're calling him
their young prince.
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. Is there anything you guys want to say to our fans or your fans that are out there right now? Like, where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? Obviously, you're still on the show, but, like, do you go to, like, another show after this season's over? I mean, what are you doing now? What are you going to do now?
Well, first off, we are obsessed with our fans.
Oh, because they're so good to us. We woke up this morning because we've been taking some Twitter hits, and we're new to Twitter, so I don't really know how to work it yet. But I woke up this morning, and there were some Twitter hits, and this one fan, Evan,
he's the king.
Oh, he's the king. He was jumping in. He's like, rude. And then they're the nicest humans on the planet, just really have our back.
And we have, like, this group chat right now with the fans and Michelle and Vic. So it's just the four of us, and they just...
Like, oh, that's cool. Just exclude us. No big deal.
Wow. There's no men in that at all.
So yeah, we'll just sit over here by ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. They used her and Frank and Jerry because they were all male teams.
Our master's not excluded.
But we forgive you. We love you guys.
But no, we love our fans so much. They've been so good to us, so good at defending us. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, where we go from here is Haley and I are working on... And the works of possibly a real estate show.
A real estate reality show, yeah, in Charleston. We've been talking to producers about that. But y'all are too. We're all in a contract with CBS for a year.
Yeah.
So we're in the beginning stages of talking about it and doing another show. But I would definitely do Amazing Race again.
Would you guys do it again?
Yeah, I know D said he'd
never. Hell,
D would never. I would. I would have to find a new partner.
Hell no.
But I would 100% do it.
I'm cool on it. Look. I'd have had enough white people shit for eternity, a lifetime.
I'm also, I'm trying. I'm cool. Me and his wife are slowly trying to get him to possibly think about the new one that Bertram's created for Nat Geo, whatever, the race around the world, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever the one is where it's teams of two and there's no eliminations. It's just the first one to get to the end wins. We're working to try and get him
that's
to
a
think
question.
About it.
Y'all should y'all do it. He's so good at that.
He's the one to deal with. He's hard to deal
with. I love watching y'all's bickering. I remember walking past y'all with you in Trinidad and Tobago, and you guys were so animated, and D'Angelo was making fun of Gary at the jumps. He was going...
We need to do a finale party at Gary's.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We do,
we really do. We need to start working on that.
I know.
You know what one of my funniest memories of D'Angelo was with the boiled eggs? When we had boiled
No, you can't do that.
What?
That's
a boiled egg for breakfast? It's not saying when.
Okay.
No, it's not. We had one of our breakfasts was a boiled egg in a paper bag, and D'Angelo was so pissed.
Oh, he was pissed.
Like
that.
He's like, I would never do this again.
So now y'all know what I had to deal with in the hotel.
Oh, bro, it was bad.
You know,
it was so bad.
So Haley and I, you know, we don't eat meat. We always gave you our meat on the airplane, Gary. True. And you
and I love y'all for that.
You didn't go online with us.
Wow.
We ate all our sausage.
Wow, Gary.
They really did. They gave me all the extra food that I could take. I appreciate it.
Go. Hold up. Do y'all not remember me talking to the flight attendant to get us that food back there?
I do where remember she all the good snacks.
How am I gonna run on Skittles?
Yeah.
I have one question that we're polling everyone that comes on to see if we can get clarification on one thing. Does D'Angelo snore? Did you hear him snoring in the cave? He claims he does.
100%. What the hell?
I love it. Imagine me right next to him in my ear.
What? I thought we were better than this. Oh, boy, y'all are something. Hold up. We don't even remember doing that, okay? That's what I don't like about reality
TV. I remember it. Again.
I'm pretty sure they photoshopped that. I don't remember.
No, I remember it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do y'all like that. Look at me.
Yeah, Gary is the one that was distracting us. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah,
we know where you live, Gary.
We do.
True.
We really appreciate you guys joining us.
We love you guys.
Yeah, I do hope you guys are in the top three. I hope we're in the top three. I hope we win this thing. I hope y'all win
this thing. I know. This is awesome.
We're going to figure it out. I'm glad that we had a chance to bring y'all on this non-limb leg because y'all was just as surprised at us at making it versus, you know what I'm saying, y'all not getting eliminated. But I'm letting you know right now, as this next episode airs next week, I can't be responsible for what I said because I didn't have the relationship I have with y'all now.
Uh-huh.
So just remember that.
Just remember that.
All right, I remember calling you out for it too.
Yeah. Can't do that. Like I'm letting you know. See, Gary.
I'm not on Twitter. Gary's the fans after him.
No, Gary's one of those. Be like,
Evan on you.
I'm about to say Evan's coming for you, D'Angelo. Better watch out.
See, Gary. But here's the thing, though, Tom. Gary's one of those guys that, like he said, and he just feel like if I don't address it, it'll just go away. Like
I don't know. I'm smart. I learned not to say things.
Yeah, he's
smart.
Yeah.
I'm
apologizing right now. And here's the thing, and I've said this before, and you guys have heard me. I really hate that he has a good guy persona.
Yeah,
because he can do it, and I'm in his group, and y'all get mad at me. And I'm like, how are you mad at me?
Gary's just a good guy.
You put him up to it.
I don't know why that is. I guess because Gary's just like a teddy. But you guys are both like big teddy bears.
Totally.
I take all the heat for Gary. I take all of it.
Hold on. The name of the show is Cinnamon and Sugar. You'd rather have sugar than cinnamon. Cinnamon's hard to handle in large doses. That's why.
Bro, like I've literally been in the same room with Gary. Gary has done something, and they were so mad at Gary that they was mad at me, but not mad at Gary. I was like, how the hell does that even work? Like,
you guys are best friends.
Yeah. I think it's because
guilty by association. Haley and I always get both hit at the same time.
We go down together on everything, no matter who does it.
It's definitely because you're the louder one. The louder one is always the one that gets blamed.
That's
what it is.
I'm quiet. True.
And not only that, you can't see him. You can't see him right now, but Gary has those little dimples that he flashes at people, and they're like, oh, it wasn't Gary.
There
it
look is.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Gary, are you going
to shave? When I get on a plane. If I haven't gotten on a plane by January 1st, this is gone.
I like it.
Can we shave it at the finale party?
Oh, ooh, yes. That could be a good video.
That could be a really good video.
Let's do it.
It could. Everybody get you a razor.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to shave his balls. I mean,
that was only on the race. Calm down. I was only on the race, D.
You should get the balls. You should get the butt. I want you to get the butt for whatever you said about it.
That's right. You get the butt.
And I want Barry to get your butt for hiding up for distracting us.
Oh, hey, calm down.
Look. So this is what's crazy though. Honestly, when we was watching that, and I was like, oh snap, Gary, like this. He was like, it's the race. Relax. So I went over to group chat, like, hey guys, totally forgot about this. Love you guys. I said it was all Gary's, and it was like, we hate you, D'Angelo. I'm like, damn. Like I said, it was all Gary.
We love you, Gary. Fuck you, D'Angelo.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened, Tom. I'm like, man, this is brutal. This is rough.
Oh, at the very end, you know, when we're all finally back together, everybody's like, well, they said this about you, and they said that about you. And they're like, well, D'Angelo said that. So I remember when we saw you, we were like, Got something to say?
Man, they did that in sync too. Golly.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But that's what's crazy though, Tom. It's like we would ask about other teams and they wouldn't tell us about other teams. But like if you said something negative about another team, they'll come up and tell you. But nobody told us anything. Like we did hear a lot of talk about y'all because I mean, I think. Yeah.
We get it. We'll see. Yeah.
I don't know how the editing goes, so I.
Yeah, oh, oh, no. Yeah.
I can see where they set me up at, so I'm just letting you know. I know.
Understand.
I
forgive you.
I can't say too much, but yeah, I'm gonna put it back on you, Gary.
No, we appreciate y'all coming on. It's always fun catching up with everybody. And definitely need to do the reunion again. This will be our third one, I believe. So
yeah,
it's always a good time.
I missed the last one. I know.
Yeah, he's a slacker.
Yeah, I missed the last one. I mean, I had another kid. You guys saw the picture. I had a pull-out problem, but I mean that
Gary Jr.
Yeah, that fourth one fixed it, so you ain't got to worry about that at all.
Bring the family along.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah. I should have just taken his place in Austin since I dropped you off anyway. Since I'm interviewing everybody again,
he did drop me off.
You should come to the reunion.
Yeah,
come
to the reunion. I'll come. Gary, I'm coming, dude.
No, you can't. Time has been to Jacksonville two times, and neither time did he hit me up to come over. Not once.
Yeah.
Now listen, to
be fair, they don't have Uber out here where I'm at.
We're flying into Fernandina Beach for Shrimp Fest. I don't have a car, and there's no Uber there, and it's like an hour away. It's like an hour away, so I'm pretty limited.
They didn't even call me until the day he's about to leave.
Do you think reunion will be, or the finale will be?
Oh, I don't know, because they were supposed to have two episodes last week, but they didn't have two episodes because of the presidential
election. I'm sure they'll put it back on there at some point, a two-episoder, and they'll figure it out.
Next week is a one-episode, and then I think the week after that it's two episodes. Yeah,
I can see that.
Okay.
Back up.
Well, again, good luck, ladies. I really appreciate you coming on to the podcast.
Thank y'all very much.
Hopefully we can have y'all back again without all this stress and y'all trying to humiliate me saying that I snore. And our downfalls, I can't believe you still remember the boiled egg. This is what's crazy though. Y'all remember my damn blow ups, but don't remember Gary blow ups. Man,
I didn't have any. Hey, we got to stop trying to spoil things. We didn't have any. Calm down.
I'm talking about the blow up that we had in casting. So we're in casting and.
It wasn't on video.
I remember D'Angelo in casting being like, "It's cold in here."
Complaining about it being cold, had to go to the front of the room because it's warmer.
Unbelievable! Y'all are assholes, man. You know what? This is over. We kick their ass off. Kick them off. Kick them off. We're never inviting y'all back on again.
I will be back. Casting, I want to know about that.
Yeah, so we're in casting, and Gary's very particular about not drinking water. And you know when they were showing
mute.
Oh wait, using the mute button? Golly! On our show, we have the ability to mute the other person, I guess Gary's using his mute power so that D'Angelo can't tell the story.
I didn't know we could do that.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very
often. No mute. Y'all got access about it.
I got a relish that I just muted him and couldn't talk about it. And he's forgot that he could.
That is
great.
So good.
We'll get it out of you guys.
I forgot that you hate water. I remember texting you, like, what can we bring? You're like, you can bring chocolate soda, orange soda, grape soda. No water.
No water. That is true. I like the mute. It's so much more quiet. He's muted.
I love that you guys mute each other like that. I know, that's awesome.
Right. Well, I guess since D's muted, we'll go ahead and let you guys go. We appreciate you coming on. And
we love it. Thank y'all so much. Y'all are the
thank
best.
Y'all so much for having us. We had so much fun. This made our Sunday.
We love you guys.
Y'all take it easy.
We'll see you soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
All right. Hey, you're back.
Marco's back.
Y'all are some assholes, bro. You gonna mute me right in the middle of that. I can't even talk about it now because you done muted me. Asshole, bro.
You can save it for another episode.
Yeah, I will.
We'll definitely have to bring that one back. Well, we appreciate y'all tuning in for another episode of Cinnamon Sugar Podcast. Be sure to tune in on Wednesday as we watch the fellas compete in the next. It's supposed to have been a double episode this past week, right?
Hey, we've made it another week. Don't try to take that week from us and try to double up the episode. Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll start back at one like Brian McKnight. All right, y'all. We'll talk to you next week. Be sure to tune in Wednesday. And we'll be back again next Monday with another episode of Cinnamon Sugar Podcast. We out.
You are now listening to the Cinnamon and Sugar Podcast featuring D'Angelo Williams and Gary Barnage. You push play and they'll push the limit.